Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, January 9th, I hope you're well. Coming up.
I really am thinking that they have made a bit of a hame of this now.
EU to vote on controversial Mercosur deal and investigations continue into suspected murder-suicide. Plus we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the EU is to vote today on whether to give the go-ahead to the Mercosur trade deal. The Irish Farmers Association says until the deal is signed, it's not done, and the best way to stop it is through the European Parliament. Member countries are voting on whether to increase trade with South American countries, despite heavy opposition from farmers. President of the Irish Farmers Association, Francie Gorman, says it's vital the government has decided to vote against it.
I think it's very, very important. I think it was one of the thanks in the programme for government that they committed to vote against this deal and work with like-minded countries to ensure that it would be stopped. And I think, to be fair, however we got there, I think that by and large that has been done, and it's important that they vote against it.
Tipperary TD Matty McGrath is hitting out at the Taoiseach Micheál Martin for waiting so long to decide to vote against the deal.
I really am. Think that they have made a bit of a hame of this now. The deal is going to go through anyway without Italy. It won't be beaten. And the worst of all was now he's come out reluctantly and said he's going to oppose it after giving all the indications, him and his ministers, that they were going to support it.
Communities in Dublin say they've been left heartbroken following a suspected murder-suicide yesterday, according to a local Sinn Féin councillor. A 48-year-old man's body was discovered at a property in Cherry Orchard yesterday morning, while an 11-year-old boy's body was found at a house in Clondalkin a short time later. The bodies were removed from both crime scenes yesterday and post-mortem examinations will determine the course of the Garda investigation. Sinn Féin councillor Dáithí Doolan says local people are in shock.
The communities of Ballyformers, Cherry Orchard and Clondalkin are absolutely heartbroken, in shock at the news of this double tragedy. I suppose we when it was first breaking yesterday morning, residents were contacting me, texting me, etc., in disbelief, in hoping it wasn't true, and hoping it was misinformation or some mix-up.
Two people are in hospital after being shot by federal agents in the US state of Oregon. The incident in Portland comes a day after a woman was killed by an ICE agent in Minneapolis. According to the Department of Homeland Security, the agents were conducting a targeted vehicle stop at the time. Oregon Governor Tina Kotek says the blame lies firmly with President Donald Trump.
We are all shaken by another terrible, unnecessary, violent event instigated by the reckless agenda of the Trump administration. When a president attempts to govern through fear and hate, you foster an environment of lawlessness and recklessness.
Electricity prices quadrupled between 1996 and 2025, driven largely by a reliance on natural gas. That's according to new analysis from the Nevin Economic Research Institute. It's the biggest increase of any country in the EU15, the group of countries that were members of the EU between 1995 and 2004. Because of merit order pricing, electricity prices are determined by the most expensive generator needed to meet demand, which in Ireland is usually gas. Research author Paul Goldrick-Kelly explains how it works.
So the idea is they set the price according to the last unit required to meet demand. Now, in the Irish case, because we have such a large natural gas generating sector, that's often natural gas. And given that kind of pricing mechanism, that will set the price for the entire basket of goods or of electricity generated at a given time.
Consumers are less confident than they were a year ago. People are still worried about risks to the economy and rising living costs, despite confidence being unchanged from November to December. They're still concerned about the increases in the cost of living. According to the latest Irish League of Credit Unions Consumer Sentiment Survey, economist Austin Hughes says consumers are feeling bleak about the future and the impact of President Trump.
Irish consumers remained fairly nervous in December and negative about the outlook for the Irish economy and their own household finances. I don't think that's a major surprise. Sentiment hasn't changed much in recent months, but because of all the uncertainty around what Mr. Trump might do and because living costs have continued to increase, sentiment is a good deal poorer.
In entertainment news, Kildare actor Paul Mescal says working on Hamnet was one of his favourite experiences as an actor. The film, based on the Maggie O'Farrell novel of the same name, is nominated now for 6 Golden Globes. Paul Mescal, who plays William Shakespeare, says he'd love to play an historical Irish figure.
I'd love to give Michael Collins a go, because I've always been so interested in that period of Irish history. Like, I loved Win the Shakes of Barley so much, and I love the film Michael Collins, and I think he could reinvestigate his life and do a different film about it, and I would love to be involved.
And in sport, in soccer, Arsenal missed the chance to move 8 points clear at the top of the Premier League as they were held to a goalless draw by defending champions Liverpool. The result ended their 5-game winning run, but they still have a 6-point advantage over title rivals Manchester City and Aston Villa. Gunners boss Mikel Arteta is happy to have that gap after a busy festive schedule.
I think they decided on the quality of the boys showed in this period, which is the most demanding one through the year, to do what they've done. Big credit to them. And as I said, coming out through that period in the position that we are, I think we have to be proud.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.